From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Florida Farm Bureau says farmers and ranchers are facing widespread destruction of crops, buildings, and fencing from Hurricane Ian. Florida Farm Bureau is working with its members to assess the damage and says significant fruit has been dropped from citrus trees and fall vegetables once rooted are now lost. Farmers and ranchers are repairing greenhouses, structures, irrigation systems, and other machinery and equipment throughout the region. A team of feed and distiller grain buyers from Korea will be in Minneapolis next week to take a close look at the corn crop. The team will get to better understand grain quality control and export systems in Washington, Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois. The team is the first of 21 groups from 51 countries that will travel to the U.S. as a lead-up to the U.S. Grain Council's biggest event, the Export Exchange. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association called for the EPA to pause their Waters of the U.S. rulemaking. The action follows Monday's Supreme Court oral arguments in the case of Sackett versus EPA, a case that will determine the EPA's authority to regulate bodies of water under the Clean Water Act. In April, NCBA filed an amicus brief before the Supreme Court calling for a new test for determining whether certain waters fell under the Clean Water Act. NCBA calls for this rulemaking to halt until the Supreme Court issues a ruling.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.